and welcome to the Catholic News Update for Monday the 19th of December. Pope Benedict XVI said yesterday that the virginity of Mary guarantees Jesus' divinity because it proves the incarnation is solely the work of God. The human being that begins to live in her womb takes the flesh from Mary, but his existence is derived entirely from God, the Pope said in his final Angelus address before Christmas. So while Jesus is fully human and made of earth, he comes from above, from heaven, and is truly the Son of God. Thus said the Pope, the virginity of Mary and the divinity of Jesus reciprocally guarantee one another. Mother Teresa's Missionaries of Charity Order said it would pray for the soul of British writer Christopher Hitchens, who aggressively campaigned against its Nobel Prize-winning founder. We will pray for him and for his family, spokeswoman Sister Christie told AFP on Friday, upon hearing of Hitchens' death at the age of 62 after a battle against cancer of the esophagus. Hitchens was among the strongest critics of Mother Teresa, calling her a fanatic, a fundamentalist, and a fraud. In his 1995 book, The Missionary Position, and a 1994 documentary called Hell's Angel, Hitchens accused the nun of being a political opportunist who struck friendships with dictators and corrupt financiers in exchange for donations to her order. He also accused her of contributing to the misery of the poor with her strident opposition to contraception and abortion. Hitchens was called by the Vatican to argue against her beatification, later saying he was chosen to represent the devil pro bono. Archbishop John Bathesby said goodbye yesterday to his archdiocese in a warm-hearted farewell mass marking his retirement at St. Stephen's Cathedral in Brisbane. After almost 20 years, Archbishop Emeritus Bathesby will move from his new farm home, the historic Weinberg residence, to retire to his hometown of Stanthorpe. There are many places in the world that are heavenly, he told a congregation also attended by the heads of other churches of Brisbane. One of them is Stanthorpe and the other is my brother Brisbane. He went on to say, being Archbishop has been the great joy of my life. And Pope Benedict told bishops of New Zealand and the South Pacific on Saturday that the Christian faith provides the best foundation for society and that promoting the new evangelization is the best way to build a Christian culture. We know that ultimately the Christian faith provides a surer basis for life than the secular vision, for it is only in the mystery of the Word made flesh that the mystery of humanity truly becomes clear, he told the bishops who were gathered at the Vatican's Apostolic Palace on the final day of their ad limina visit to Rome. The Pope noted that throughout their visit, the bishops of the South Pacific raised the challenge secularism presents to each of their countries, a reality that has a significant impact on the understanding and practice of the Catholic faith. The Pope also spoke to the bishops about the need to care for their priests, urging them to work for their sanctification, especially those who are experiencing difficulties and those who have little contact with their brother priests. Pope Benedict concluded by looking ahead to the Year of Faith, which will begin next October and is intended to give a fresh impetus to the mission of the whole Church to lead human beings out of the wilderness in which they find themselves. The Pope prayed that although you are spread among many islands and we are separated by great distances, that one day all of the islands will profess one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and one Father of us all through the intercession of Our Lady, Star of the Sea. And that's today's Catholic News Update. Thanks for listening. Speak to you again tomorrow. God bless.